Thank you. The rest of you relax. I'm thinking the same thing looking at you people. So. You freaks. No worry, there's no need to buy a big issue off me. So. Which, by the way, I hope you're decent enough people to do buy the big issue, at least, you know, give some money to homeless people. I hope you're not those people that go, no, no, I only give my money to registered charities. That way, I know where my money's going. No, you don't. You're not morally superior, you're just gullible and conformist. I know exactly where my money's going, to this bloke with three socks and no shoes. And now it's going to the off-license. It's perfectly acceptable as far as I'm concerned. Well, that's their big moral high ground a lot of the time, you know. You don't give these people money, no. They'll just spend it on drink and drugs. Well, what do you think I was going to spend it on? Hypocrites. What kind of weird world do we live in where they go, don't associate with people less fortunate than yourself who have to live in the street, who have no money, don't help them out by having a conversation or giving them a few coins. Don't do that. Why don't you just send the money to us and we'll make sure they get it. Anyway, it's wonderful to be. I'm from Australia, actually, although I have an English father, Australian mother. Some Scottish bloke said that makes me Welsh, so. Being in England for many years now, I understand all of you, and myself included, we all have to live under the weird and oppressive regime of health and safety regulations. It's very strange, isn't it? Because, you know. Remember in the old days before health and safety? Remember when it was called common sense? Remember those days? Remember many years ago when you used to go, look, there's a great big deep hole. Will I step in it? No, I'll just walk around it like that. Well, how'd you manage to learn to do that? Well, my parents taught me not to be a moron. And, I just kind of carried it on from there. See, the Dutch, they'll treat you like an adult. You're in Amsterdam. You're in a city. They sell pot. They sell mushrooms. There's trams. There's buses. There's cabs. There's push bikes with women, with kids strapped to the front of them. There's a road next to a canal. Is there a fence? No. No fence. England, there'd be a big sign, big fence. Don't go in the water. Don't all fall in the water and drown. Don't go in. Amsterdam, is your bike wet? Yeah. Well, you're on the wrong bit, mate. So. And then we have political correctness, which is this joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. He's a dick. Now you have adults going, I was offended. I was offended and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. Law about offending people. How do you make it an offence to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual or a collective or a group or a society or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offence. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modelling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatised. Bye. And now we can't smoke anywhere either. No smoking. No. For our health. No, it's not. It's for control. No smoking. Can we still buy cigarettes? Of course. Where can we smoke them? Nowhere. You can smoke them in the woods under a blanket with a torch. Unless it's raining, then health and safety regulations do stipulate that. To think it's about health, it's not, it's about control. There's an easy way to understand this, because the Irish were the first to stop smoking in pubs. Now, who saw that coming? Not the Irish. I'd love to have been there the day they told them. What? It's us. We're first. Come on, no. In pubs. But we live in pubs. I tried to give them up. I tried to give up cigarettes. I bought a book on addiction. It said apparently in this book, if you're addicted to something, when you give it up, you replace it with something else. Like a hobby. Huh? So I did a pottery course. Huh? Yeah. First day, everyone made ashtrays. Huh? It was a crap plan, you know. And very embarrassing after sex as well. Yes, sir. You were great, baby. Yeah, I've made you a pot. Thank you very much. Have a brilliant night. Have enjoyed yourself.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Hello there, this is Helwick, and welcome to another edition of the Dead Tapes from the Autopsy Report. Coming at you pre-recorded from Dead Tapes HQ. Sorry about that, got a bit distracted. You have just heard Seven Shots by Volbeat, In My World by Anthrax, and Criminally Insane by the Mighty Slayer. We've got some new bands coming up for you. I've got six new bands, and then I'll explain them after this.
phantomreport.co.uk.
We'll be right back.
huge slabs there of heavy metal. You had Avenger of Blood from Las Vegas in Nevada with Under the Death Cross. You can get them on facebook.com/AOB Thrash. Impapidus from Manchester in England with Black Mirror. Get them on facebook.com/Impapidus UK. That's Impavidus UK. Then All Else Fails from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada with Most Unwanted Reprieve. Get them on facebook.com /All Else Fails Canada. Then you had Bullet Size from Östersund, Sweden, with In the Front We Die, facebook.com/Bullet Size. Then Chugun with Fall of Mankind, they're from Israel. Get them on, that's chugunmetal.bandcamp.com/releases. And then from the Netherlands, you've got Kayak with Acolyten van de Nacht. That's facebook.com/kayakhord, KAECKHORDE, if you're keeping score. We've got three classic-y bands coming up for you now. Before the band of the week, we've got Metallica, Prong and Rainbow. Okay guys, check these out. We'll be right back.
Held back by the deep end nail. Follow the God that does. Riches and surprises.
Band of the Week.
This week's Band of the Week are a hardcore rap metal band from Leeds and Bradford in the north of England, and they're called Pulverize. They are Jojo on vocals, Luke on guitars, Daz on bass, Vicky on drums. They say the four complete nutters love making noise, partying hard, and generally being nuisances. But despite all of that, they've managed to make a EP of rap metal hardcore tracks. Damn good too. They're also playing the Jägermeister stage at this year's Bloodstock Open Air event at Caton Hall in Leeds. Caton Hall in Derby. So if you're around there and you've got a ticket, go and check them out. Not sure what day they're on, but go and check them out. You might be pleasantly surprised. Okay, like I say, they're called Pulverize. This track is called Dr. Dopenstein. I think you'll like this.
Shout! Righteousness of bullshit, that's for
That was Pulverize from Leeds in the north of England. You can get them, incidentally, on facebook.com/pulverize, or if you're that way inclined, get them on Twitter with a Pulverize UK. That track was Dr. Dopenstein. That is going to be on the new EP. It should be out any time now. Keep checking the Facebook for any sort of news. Incidentally, you can get us on our Facebook on Autopsy Radio. And you can get our website as autopsyreport.co.uk. Okay, we've got three more new tracks for you, which are coming up right now. So check these out, guys. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You've just heard Canada's Powered by Death there with Eyes Ripped Open. Get them on facebook.com/poweredbydeathqc. Then you had Project F from Canada again, both from Montreal, with Tongue. facebook.com/projectf if you like them. That's Project with a K. Those wacky industrial guys. And then you had Bangladesh's Psychotron with Lethal Paralysis. And you can get them on facebook.com/psychotronofficial. Okay, we've got three more for you coming up right now.
American way. Yeah.
You've just heard Scython there from Sheffield in England. That's P-S-Y-T-H-O-N. With DNA, get them on facebook.com/Scython Official. Then Shantak from Italy with Drown Tears. facebook.com/Shantak Band Official. And then Italy's Two Left, Two Be Right, that's number two. With If You Want, that's facebook.com/Two Left, Two Be Right. Then you heard Sacred Reich, The American Way, Sepultura, Mass Hypnosis, live from the Under Siege Live at Barcelona DVD, and Tool with Opiate. We got one more track to go, and then we got to say goodbye. But first, I want to say a few thanks of my own. I want to thank all the stations for playing the show, all the people for listening in every single week, that's to mine and Graeme's shows. I want to thank Graeme D for once again letting me on the mic. You never let a drummer on a mic. Jesus Christ, no. I want to thank all the people for hosting the show. I want to thank Vicious Enterprises for giving us the chance to put our show somewhere for all the stations to take it and run with it. I want to thank all the bands for giving us music. I want to thank all the PR for sending us the bands that give us the music. And everyone that's to do with heavy metal, basically. We've got one more track to go, and I've got to say goodbye, as I said. This is our classic track, and this week it is The Beatles with Come Together. Now, I could have played the Aerosmith track, but I think I've already done that. And I like the original, so I'm going with that one. Graeme is back with you next week. Y'all have a good week. This has been Hellwick. This has been the Dead Tapes from the Autopsy Report. And I wish you well for another 7 days. Stay safe. Good night, folks. Ooh, before I go, remember, facebook.com/autopsyradio and www.autopsyreport.co.uk. You can get us online there. That's all. Have a good week. See you later.
Down to his knee. Got to be a
been listening to the Odds of Sucksy Reports.
www.odds of Sucksy Reports.co.uk.